But if someone feels they're stuck there, then they should
then
know
they are.
Yeah, and then they should tell themselves or talk it that, hey, this is okay, I'm stuck, because it'll make me know when I'm unstuck. So hallelujah that I'm stuck, because you wouldn't know when you were unstuck.
Well, but see, that's the shifting point. You see, that's the shifting point, and that's the issue. Is don't lay there long. We'll spend 6 months developing a concept, a thought, an idea, and then turn right around and saying, okay, now we've got that. Forget that. Merge it all back together again. Spent 6 months dividing the kingdom. dividing the kingdoms into three kingdoms. Now that you've got that clear delineation between the outer kingdom and the inner kingdom and the middle kingdom, we say, okay, now it's time to merge all of Bob's bastard babies back together again.
Yeah, there's
many. If you don't get it in your middle kingdom, you're pissing in the wind. But
there's many hours on tailgate where people are going, well, I got my outer kingdom going, I got my inner kingdom and my middle kingdom, I'm working on that. They were using those three words, three phrases, and describing their experience, and then all of a sudden they heard from I'll forget those three terms after they had gotten it down for 6 months.
Because you can't get stuck there, because then you'll constantly have the battle between your outer, oh, my outer kingdom is messing with my inner kingdom, and I just cry all the time, and I hate everybody, and I can't stand this, and now I've learned I can control the angels, and by God, I'm going to smoke them in my outer kingdom. Well, congratulations. Then the battle just becomes between the kingdoms.
Okay, Ion, let's give Sasha an exclusive. What's the next dialectic terms that you haven't brought up yet? Just you don't have to go into it. Yeah. What's the next one we're going to have to work on after we drop whatever we're doing now?
Oh, that's great. Okay,
we're waiting for sowing and reaping, but what about the one after that?
Okay, it's how to have your foot on the sea and your foot on the land.
Oh, okay, so there it is. That's coming.
Where you can simultaneously engage two worlds precisely, pristinely, at the exact same moment.
Okay.
Multi-realities in your present now. Because Sasha kind of led to this already when she's talking about what's the significance of these other worlds. It's because that way you can have two gigs going at the exact same moment, darling. That's fun.
How does that relate to having more than one self, like JW's eight selves right now?
Well, when you could have eight selves in two worlds at the same time, that would be cool.
Mm.
That's how it relates.
Stop.
Wait, just hold on, darling. Just easy. Now we can't let this go. Bob's done outed it. Okay, you're taking a step, okay, with your right foot or left foot, and you don't know which is the correct foot to put forward first. If you could have two of you in two worlds and try each of them out, to see which one was indeed the fastest path to your joy, you could posthumously in the background know to put your left foot forward first because you tried it out. And there is no time,
right.
So then you could predestine, Bob, your steps into a place where you would not only have...
Oh, have to wait till she comes. Yeah, I'm here. We have to wait till she comes back.
This is good.
Hope you can get back.
Well, we'll just chat. It'll be recorded. So we'll
just
chat along.
Yeah, finish your sentences there. Yeah.
So that may even make it easier. So if you could try it out to know which it was, then basically, Bob, you could try every single combination of a lottery number and know what the lottery number is, could you not?
I don't know. I'm not thinking about what you're talking about.
But you see,
you address it to her.
If you could in advance, well, we're doing it for her recording. If
yeah,
you
I know.
Embrace it. If you could embrace which way, turn left or turn right, well, I don't know. Push this button or don't push this button, well, I don't know. If there were two of you in two separate worlds that could try both opportunities out and you could gauge the outcome for which it is, then
yeah.
You could know exactly every single time without fail or exception exactly when the train wreck was going to be, exactly when the pot was going to boil over. over, exactly when you were going to take your last bite of Snicker bar and be out, exactly how to adjust, and then guess what? Since there is no time, you can adjust accordingly. And then you can know what you mean when you say, everything works out for me. I always get what I ask for when I ask for it as I ask for it. When something in my world breaks, the repairman shows up and knocks on my door and says, I know you didn't call me, but is there anything I can help you with? I was in the neighborhood. And you go, well, as a matter of fact, my dishwasher's blown up and it's now suds are flowing in the floor. I'm so glad you showed up right here, right now. Thank you. And it's bam, and then it's no big thing. It doesn't ruin your floors with
okay.
all the suds.
Yeah. Okay, Sasha, you know what I'm going to say. I'm not going down that rabbit hole of this new model of 2 feet in two different worlds save time. It's
good.
6 months later, it'll be canceled. So I'll just jump ahead to the converging of it.
It's in the Revelation. It's in the Revelation, Bob, where they have 1 foot on the sea and 1 foot on the land.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Another idea, Sasha, that's already in the Book of Revelation. Oh, yeah, is there any idea we're going to come up with a model we're going to play with for a few months that isn't in the Book of Revelation?
Very limited. It all has an inference. Now,
but you have to take the postgraduate workshop, too, because there's new stuff happening there.
You got nothing to build on, and that's the only reason it matters. And see, and the significance of this thing is people who are anti-Bible would say we are, too, if you really listen
yep.
to it. You say, well, he ain't smack nothing about no Jesus. I mean, the Jews can even get into this because there's no Jesus reference to it.
That's right. There's no Bible in this Book of Revelations as you're doing it.
Well, exactly. And what it does is it brings the individual humans back to their place of being God, which is the point of what we're talking about, you see.
Okay, so I was talking to Sasha before, and I was going to try to get her into this if she didn't get there. And so she's done, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters of her reading. If she gets back, she can finish it. But it's the paradox of using words.
So it's turned into 2 hours then together?
Yeah, it's an hour for them, or an hour for Spencer, and now an hour for her. But she's not finished yet if she can come back.
That's correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's wonderful. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go on a little further.
Okay.
So, this process.
I can't. When we were talking, we got into a certain. You get yourself into a certain mood or perspective. Says, yeah, that's a good question to ask, and then you forget later when it's time to ask it what it is. So, I was going to try talk us into the same dilemma we were getting into 2 hours ago, but she's not here. So you go on. I'm just saying I'm not getting what you're talking about. It's just like triangulation. I just assume I already got it.
That's correct. That's fine, but for you that's appropriate because you've well, we don't want to say this because then you'll undo it, but you've come closer, Bob, to mastering relax and allow into I don't know and I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's working for you, but now other folks may not engage it, you see, quite that way. Some people like it a little more definitive. They like a little more terra firma, where you don't care which terra firma you're engaging.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand the difference.
You really don't care, but others like a little more grounded position. And the last thing you want to do is be grounded anywhere.
Right. And the other thing is that as you point out very early to me, I've got myself in a different situation where to get something done, I'll say, nah, that ain't going to happen. You know, that's a weird reverse. Yeah.
And then it does.
Whereas most people wouldn't work with that way. They just want to get into saying it.
Many times they would find that potentially limiting, you see. They would find it potentially limiting because it would not include the positive outcome. But for you, it's no other but that outcome.
Yeah. So
it gives the transverse comparison
of
how to get it done without having to get it done.
Yeah, I'm just putting this on the record for you, Sasha, just so you...
That's great.
As Ion says, you don't try Bob's method.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
You do know what you're doing.
Yeah, for Spencer. Okay, he had the whole thing about... What are the words that Spencer would say when he wanted to win the poker? What words would he say, since the words make it happen?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're confused. You're confused, fellow playmates of mine. I'm not playing to win. I'm playing because it's fun.
Okay, he could say that to them or whenever, but what would he say if he was just talking to himself?
Just that? Just that. I play because I like to get the cards. I like to have the fun. I like to have the engagement.
Yeah, that's not stating a desire. I want this. You're just stating your condition.
Well, the condition is the reason to do anything is for the thought that you'll feel better in the doing of it. But if you make that be of an outcome, if I get my money check, then I'll like it real good. Well, screw that noise. Screw that noise, because now you've subjected your conditional response to the outcome. Well, skip the card playing and just get the money check and call it a day.
Okay, so I was talking to Sasha earlier about people say, I want a red sports car. And I guess they say red sports car. What do they, if they don't get the red sports car, what was wrong in their uttering it? Because apparently when you utter it.
It's not about the uttering it. They got down to number one, and then they found out that the red car costs more to insure. Because they get more speeding tickets, so they rate them higher.
So they want one, and they say, I want one. Then they start looking at it and say, oh, boy, it's going to be here in 2 minutes. And then they find out, no, I don't want that color. And then they start, that's the canceling part, when you start thinking about it.
No, it's not canceling, baby. It's the redefining, the number one process of that 3-2-1 process. It's the number one. Saying, well,
you're saying the number one is what screws people up.
No, we're saying number one is where that they don't just adjust it a little bit. They'll forget the whole thing and say it's an elusive dream.
No, well, how did they get to that? If they say, I'm just saying a red sports car. Okay, I've said it, it's going to be on my way. And now I don't think about it anymore. That's what you're recommending. But you're saying most people start thinking about it. Keep thinking about it.
Well, then they start going who, what, when, where, how, and why. And
that's thinking about it. They start thinking about it.
Right, and then people are going to say, oh, they'll hate me if I have this sports car and I won't have a friend left. I've only got two.
So they can't drop it. So one would go along and say, red sports car, done, big house. And I would walk around the next 20 minutes saying all kinds of nouns and don't think about them after I've said them. Just said, done. So you would focus your mind on saying it.
It's how you find yourself in the perfect place in Maui right now.
Yeah.
You still don't know how you got there.
Yeah, did I apparently say Maui at some point in the past?
No, never. You would have never say Maui. You'd say, I want to live on the water. You were.
Yeah.
You were.
In New York,
I want to live on an island. You were.
Yeah.
I want to have freedom and access to things that are delicious to me. And you did.
That's on City Island, New York, which they just made a movie about. Sasha.
Exactly, and pretty much had it together. Had it all.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, that shifted into an even broader, bigger, better perspective of that same desire. You enhanced your own creation to suit.
Well, how did I do that? How did I do that?
By not
being happy at what I was, being happy
being
where
happy
I was.
About you weren't trying to get to Maui.
Yeah.
You were trying to find a way to enjoy City Island, and you did.
So I was enjoying it, and a non-physicist says, well, he's enjoying it. Well, we'll even make it better for him. We'll put him in a different version of City Island.
Because his desire place included everything and didn't exclude anything.
Yeah, when I think... People, they take on Buddhism or they deny themselves reality because they say, well, if I do this, I'm going spiritual. I did not think about anything, about trying to do anything. I kind of didn't care, but it wasn't an effort to not care. It was just natural. Well, everything's okay right now. What more could I want? And that unfolded everything.
And then your non-physical showed you what more you could want.
Yeah.
See? And that's what we're talking. That's the short version of this conversation. Is it cleaned itself up for you?
Right. So, Sasha, this whole process, Sasha, it would come pretty well near the end. It looks like you're not going to get back. But what I've just did the last 5 or 10 minutes with Ian might demonstrate this whole thing of what you do with the red sports car. You say it, but you don't desire it. You don't get into all the details about it. You don't even care that you want it. You just say it. Well, that'll...
That's right. And the degrees of separation will elude you. And that's what you're trying, that's the desire place you're trying to achieve where the degrees of separation go out of the conversation. And when
right.
that happens, then there's nothing to use as an excuse of why I'm worthy to enjoy the thing that I'm getting, or that it's plausible or okay or blah, 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 blah. See, it takes all that crap out of the conversation. And that's the point. Because when all that crap's out of the conversation, then you can get busy with getting what you want.
Well, it seems to me that when Ian showed up and started telling me this new stuff, after I realized, oh, yeah, I've already been doing all that. But I was trying to figure out what Ian was saying, but Ian was saying what I already been doing. So that was an interesting point of learning the perspective, the reality of Ion, and then, oh, good, you're back.
Hello.
Yay. What takes you so long to get back, Sasha?
It just the phone, where every time I try and call it, it just rings.
And you have to keep, yeah. You have to keep trying. Here, turn your volume down a bit. You seem very loud. You say you keep trying to get in and it won't let you in, and then you just keep trying and then you get in. Right? What happened now?
She turned it too far down.
Maybe she knocked herself out. Okay, so I'm just talking about myself. It might be an example to Sasha of these terms. So realizing, I mean, it was a bit of a surprise to find out that what Ian was saying that I was doing. And
but
and then
not
I
really
saw,
because you didn't know or care anyway, so it wasn't that big of a surprise.
Yeah, so when people say, has Ian changed your life, Bob? I would say, yeah, there's some interesting new dimensions, but there's also been great validation or confirmation of the part that might want validation. And then I even get into thinking, this Ion that we hear is just a projection of me and maybe me and Carolyn because we were already doing it.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm just telling you, sometimes it sounds like that everything that I'd learned from Ion, I already was saying that on my own show.
Correct. Wonderful. Well, then, good.
Matter of fact, you know, people do say that. People who know my older radio work, and then they listen to enough Ion, they say, well, that's just a projection of Bob. They will make that mistake.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is no problem. But
okay, you're back, Sasha.
I was actually thinking about this the other day, is that... Yeah, and I was just talking to Spencer about it